White, Nashville, Tennessee, June 1st, 1904. Dear son Willie, your letter of May 29th, with letters from others enclosed, was received today. I was very glad to get them and have read them all. Since coming here, I have not felt at all like writing. I have with me letters begun in Berrien Springs, which I have not attempted to finish. I feel that I need rest, and I do not desire to take any responsibility upon me, unless the Lord shall lay it upon me. I think that my brain ought to be allowed to rest. I ought not to be called on to give advice or counsel, unless the Lord puts the burden upon me. As soon as I begin to talk with others, even in regard to the matters that the Lord has presented to me, the thought comes, I fear that my brethren and sisters will make a wrong use of my words, interpreting them to suit themselves. We reached Chicago at 1:30 Wednesday morning. Dr. Paulson had made every arrangement to take us out to Hinsdale, and we at once got into a carriage and drove to another station, reaching there just in time to catch the train for Hinsdale, which is 17 miles out from Chicago. When we got out there, we found a carriage waiting to take us to the house. I am glad that I spent the 5 hours' wait at Hinsdale. It is just the place for a sanitarium. The atmosphere is good, and the surroundings are beautiful. The town reminds me of Tacoma Park, only it is much more settled. The houses in the town are large and costly, and are evidently the homes of men of wealth who live out there and carry on business in Chicago. In this respect, the location is superior to our location at Tacoma Park, for most of the men living at Tacoma Park are government clerks, I believe. We took dinner with Brother and Sister Paulson and greatly enjoyed the meal, for we were very hungry. Dr. Paulson drove me all over the sanitarium property. It consists of 10 acres of land, 2 houses, and a barn. The house in which Dr. Paulson and his family are living is rather old, but it is a good house. The other one is larger, and it is in this one that they will start their work. They are planning to put up some treatment rooms this summer, and later to put up an addition to the building. This is the second place which I have seen since coming east that is, in many respects, perfectly adapted for sanitarium work. At Dr. Paulson's, I met Brother and Sister Wild, the parents of Sister Paulson. Brother Wild is an old pioneer, and I found that he could relate experience after experience that he and your father and mother had in the work long, long ago. Some of these experiences took place when you were about 4 years old. I spoke of the meeting at which I addressed 20,000 people. Brother and Sister Wild, with another daughter and her child, live with Dr. Paulson. Both daughters married physicians. Brother Wild is 69 years old, but does not show his age. The old people seemed much pleased to see me, and we all enjoyed our visit very much. Before we left, we had a season of prayer together. Edson obtained excellent accommodations for us on the train to take us to Nashville. On the way down, we were delayed for several hours by a breakdown on the line just ahead of us. It was a train loaded with staves. We were very thankful that we were saved from harm. At Nashville, we found Brother Palmer waiting with carriages to take us out to where Edson lives. Here, we found that Emma and Edson had given up the rooms that they have been occupying in the printing office and have moved into the cottage. Everything has been made very comfortable and convenient for us. Since I came here, I have spent a great deal of time in the carriage. Emma takes me out whenever she has an errand to do. It was thought that perhaps I had better not speak on Sabbath, but I said, I have a message to bear. The Lord strengthened me, and I bore a straightforward testimony. Maggie reported what I said. Afterward, I was told that even had I known the real condition of things in the church, which I did not, I could not have spoken more to the point. The weather has been very dry here for some time, but the rain came at last. It rained most of Monday and Tuesday, and is still cloudy. On Sunday, a high wind arose. The dust was carried along in clouds. Suddenly, the rain began to pour down in clouds, doing some damage and drenching many of those who had gone out to the National Cemetery to decorate the graves of the soldiers. Thursday, June 2nd. On Monday morning, Brother Palmer drove in from his home, which is 12 miles from here, to take me out there. We found them living in a large house in a beautiful location. There had been some thought that this property could be used as a sanitarium, but I do not think that Brother and Sister Palmer wish to move. Sister Palmer is becoming much interested in raising chickens, and it is well for her to do this, if she has not a work to do in saving souls.
They have 100 acres of land. We were somewhat disappointed that the rain kept us from driving over the place. It rained all Monday afternoon, and Tuesday morning was showery. On Tuesday, Brother Palmer's farmer drove us back to Edson's. Yesterday, I felt weak and much worn. In the afternoon, Sarah and I drove out into the country a few miles. I slept nearly all the way. The night before, I was very nervous and could not sleep, but the ride and the sleep rested me. One morning while out driving, I called on Brother and Sister Haskell. Brother Haskell asked me to meet with their workers some morning at 9 o'clock and speak to them, but I dare not venture to do this at present. I am suffering from the strain of speaking so many times at Berrien Springs. Addressing such large congregations was a heavy tax on the abdominal muscles, and I must speak less until I recover from this taxation. Since coming here, we have had from Edson's garden all the green peas and strawberries we could eat. Yesterday, a large quantity of strawberries was picked, and Emma canned 18 quarts. Until I received your letter, I felt somewhat disappointed that you did not come to Nashville. But your letter explains that business in Battle Creek will detain you. Rest assured that we are expecting you. I am anxious for you to come, that we may take up the work which it was proposed we should do while at Nashville. We ought to be together, Edson and you and I, planning for new books. What are your plans? Please let us know. Are you planning to come to Nashville at all? I feel that I must have my workers together where I am. I am perplexed over the matter. I am anxious to do the work that we desired to do in Nashville. If this work is done before the heat increases, it will be for our good health-wise. I fear that I shall not be able to endure the hot weather. I was much surprised to read your communication regarding the Battle Creek Sanitarium. May the Lord guide in this important transaction is my prayer. This suggestion means much to very many. The most careful consideration will need to be given to every point, that God be not dishonored. If this were a common business matter, we might come to a decision quickly. But to make the decision in the fear and according to the instruction of Him who sees the end from the beginning, means very much to every one of us who has an interest in the institution. I can only pray, Lord, make thy will in this matter so clear that no one will be deceived. We cannot, we must not move blindly.